请我们翻到启示录。
Please turn to the book of Revelation.
第二十二章。
Chapter 22.
启示录二十二章。
The book of Revelation, chapter 22.
第七节。
Verse 7.
看哪，我必快来，凡遵守这书上预言的有。
And behold, I'm coming quickly. Blessed is he who heeds the words of the prophecy of this book.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
看哪，我必快来，赏罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他。
Behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to render to every man according to what he has done.
然后，最后第二十节。
Finally, verse 20.
证明这事的说是了，我必快来。阿门。主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
He who testifies to these things says, "Yes, I am coming quickly." Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
我们再有点简单的祷告。
Let's have another further simpler word of prayer.
亲爱的主，你的话说你必定要快来。
Dear Lord Jesus, your words say that you will come quickly.
我们就愿意像约翰一样祷告说，主耶稣啊，愿你快来。
We desire to be just like John to pray to you that, Lord, come quickly.
我们感谢你这一次召聚你的儿女们在你的脚前。
We thank you that you've gathered your children before your feet.
你有一些重要的话要对我们说。
You have some important words to speak to us.
我们何等的喜乐，因为你还有话要对我们说。
How we're full of joy because you still have words to speak to us.
证明你对我们没有失望，没有完全的放弃我们。
This testifies that you have not lost hope in us and you haven't totally forsaken us.
但愿真是凡有耳的都能听见你自己的话。
May all who have ears hear your words.
我们何等愿意让你的圣灵来充满我们。
How we desire for your Holy Spirit to fill us.
因为活水的江河的确是从天上一直宝座一直流到地上。
Because truly, the rivers of living water flows from the throne in the heavenlies onto the earth.
你实在把我们进成功做一个身体。
You truly have baptized us unto one body.
你实在把我们进到圣灵的丰富里。
You have truly baptized us unto the abundance of the Holy Spirit.
这一切都是为着叫我们能磨成神儿子的形象。
All this is for so that we can be conformed into the image of your Son.
好让心腹能够装饰整齐。
So that the bride can be made ready.
我们能够听见说新郎来了。
And we can hear that the groom is coming.
我们所要听见那句话就是新郎终于来到了。
What we want to hear is that the groom has finally arrived.
所以我们仰望你在这一次聚会里面对你的儿女们说话。
So we look to you to speak to your children.
让我们知道说我们所等候的不是那个大而可畏的日子，乃是基督我们新郎与新妇相会的日子。
So that we're not waiting for that great and fearful day, but we're waiting for that day when the groom and the bride will come together.
主啊，我们仰望你，再一次提醒我们，你曾经三度的说你要快来。
We thank you that you reminded us three times that you will come quickly.
但愿我们真是能像约翰一样祷告说，主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
May we truly be like John to pray to Jesus, Lord, we want you to come.
我们真是把这个聚会恭敬地交在你的手里。
We with reverence give this meeting unto your hands.
我们仰望你用圣灵真是充满整个的聚会。
We look to the Holy Spirit to fill this entire meeting.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In the adorable name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. 在早晨这段时间里面，我的责任是讲到主必快来。
In this morning ministry time, my responsibility is to talk about the fact that the Lord is coming quickly.
我们知道启示录二十二章可以说是到了整个启示录最后完成以后，我们从第六节开始，我们的主又说了一点话。
We understand that chapter 22 of the book of Revelation is at the very end of the book of Revelation. And starting from verse 6, the Lord started to say something new again.
因为启示录第一章第一节告诉我们耶稣基督的启示。
Because chapter 1 verse 1 says it is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
这个启示像在巴摩海岛的约翰开启。
And this revelation was revealed to John in the island of Patmos.
那为什么说耶稣基督的启示呢？
Why is it referred to as the revelation of Jesus Christ?
启示就是说本来有一个帕子，现在的神把它揭开了。
Revelation means that there used to be a veil, but now God has opened the veil.
本来是个谜，现在不再是谜了。
It used to be an enigma, now it's no longer an enigma.
我们的主对于曾经躺在他怀中的约翰，怎么是个谜呢？
How could our Lord, where John used to lay in his bosom, be an enigma to John?
在约翰福音里面很清楚，他把这位在父怀里独生子完全启示给了我。
It is very clear in the Gospel of John that the Lord has clearly revealed himself to John.
他的确道成肉身。
It is true that he was the Word made flesh.
他的确是神的儿子。
He was truly the Son of God.
他的确是神的羔羊。
He truly was the Lamb of God.
为我们挂在十字架上。
And he was hung on the cross for our sins.
是老约翰亲眼在十字架底下看见神的羔羊怎样悬在天地之间。
The old John clearly saw with his own physical eyes how the Lord was hung on the cross for us.
所以等到约翰写约翰福音的时候，
So when by the time John wrote the Gospel of John,
虽然那个时候福音的网已经破了，
Even though the net of gospel has been broken,
所以现在约翰需要起来告诉人说，主耶稣乃是父怀里独生子。
So John has to come to tell the people that Jesus is the Son of the only begotten Son of God.
所以耶稣基督是神的儿子，不是个谜。
So the fact that the Son, Jesus is the Son of God is not an enigma.
他是神的儿子，不是个谜。
The fact that he is the Son of God is not an enigma.
他是基督，也不是个谜。
The fact that he is Christ is also not an enigma.
因为整本的约翰福音就告诉我们，我们的主是怎样的一位。
Because the entire Gospel of John illustrates what kind of our Lord was.
但是你还记得吗？等到门徒们被带到约伯大尼的对面。
However, do you remember when the disciples were brought to the opposite side of Bethany?
然后主耶稣就从橄榄山就升到天上去了。
And then the Lord Jesus ascended to heaven from the Mount of Olives.
就在他们定睛望天的时候。
As they fixed their gaze above,
他们就看见说，我们主的身体就是复活的身体，缓缓地升到天上去。
And they saw that the resurrection body was slowly ascended to the heavenlies.
就在这个时候，有两个人，两个见证人在那里见证到底是怎么样的一回事。
At that time, there were two witnesses to witness this happening.
圣经说有两个人穿着白衣。
The Bible says that there were two witnesses in white clothing.
圣经没有说两个天使。
The Bible did not say two angels.
我们知道穿白衣的不只是天使，护士也穿白衣。
We know that not only angels wear white clothing, even the nurses wear white clothing.
我们普通觉得只要身穿白衣一定是天使。
So we intuitively think that people who wear white clothing are angels.
但这里是两个见证人。
However, it's two witnesses.
要解释我们的主怎么升到天上去的。
To explain how our Lord were to be ascended into the heavenlies.
所以那个解释很简单。
So the explanation is simple.
这离开你们被接升天的耶稣，你们见他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样来。
This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come in just the same way as you have watched him go into heaven.
圣经告诉我们说，正看的时候，我们的主被取上升。
And it says that as they were gazing, he was taken to the mount.
结果有一朵云，云彩把他接去。
And then a cloud received him.
他们便看不见他。
And so they no longer could see him.
当主从橄榄山到云端，他们看见。
They could see the Lord Jesus from the Mount of Olives to the cloud.
从云端到宝座，他就看不见。
But from the cloud to the throne, they could not see.
是那一朵的云彩把我们主接走。
Because it was a cloud that received our Lord.
是那朵云彩叫主本来看得见的，现在变成看不见。
That cloud that originally let the Lord who could be seen by the naked eye could not be seen by naked eye anymore.
在云的这一边。
On this end of the cloud.
主怎样道成肉身。
How the Lord became, the Word became flesh.
主怎样为我们钉十字架。
How the Lord was crucified for us.
我们的主圣灵已经启示给约翰，也写在约翰福音。
The Holy Spirit has already revealed to John and was recorded in the Gospel of John.
但是我们的主从 被云接去，一直到云端。
However, when our Lord was received all the way to the cloud,
后面怎么一回事？
And what happened afterwards?
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
现在我这个现在我现在我们就知我们知道说这个对约翰来讲他不知道。
So we know that to John he did not understand.
他知道说从但以理书。
He knew what was in the book of Daniel.
就好像彼得书就像彼得一样。
Just like Peter,
他们能够知道说我们的主最后果然升到天上。
They knew that ultimately our Lord was ascended to the heavens.
因为这个人子驾着云来到神的宝座前。
Because the Son of Man went to the throne through the cloud.
所以但以理好像用时间的望远镜。
So Daniel was using the telescope of time.
能看见有一天你看见有好像人子的居然来要慢就来到了宝座的前。
He could see that it was someone as if it was the Son of God would come before the throne of God.
所以彼得根据神的话很有把握。
So Peter, you, according to the word of God, was very sure about this.
我们的主已经升到天上。
Our Lord has ascended into the heavenlies.
神将他右手高举。
And God has lifted up his right hand.
神已经立他为主为基督。
And he had established him as Lord and King.
所以从神的话来说。
So from the word of God,
约翰知道，约翰得着启示，知道说我们的主已经升到天上。
John has received the revelation that our Lord has indeed ascended into the heavenlies.
然后五旬节就降下来。
And then Pentecost came.
那一天我们的主就把教会就进成功做一个身体。
That day our Lord baptized the church unto one body.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们都知道说，我们知道说这个是。约翰从跟彼得从神的话语里面能看见说我们主的确已经升上而现在圣灵果然降下来。
From the word of God, John and Peter could clearly see that the Lord was ascended on high and then the Holy Spirit was descended.
但是自从我们的主升天以后
But after our Lord ascended,
等到约翰写启示录的时候
Until the time that John wrote the book of Revelation,
我们的主大概升天已经快七十年了。
Our Lord has ascended into the heavenlies for close to 70 years.
大概七十年之久。
Approximately 70 years.
七十年来。
Since 70 years.
约翰也享受主的同在。
John also enjoyed the presence of the Lord.
他知道怎样住在主里面。
He knew how to abide in the Lord.
他也背起十字架，天天来跟随。
And he also carried his cross and followed the Lord.
但他心里面有一样东西不能填满。
However, there's one thing lacking in his heart that could not be filled.
他曾经躺在主的怀里。
He used to lay in the bosom of the Lord.
等到亚彼得，等到这个卖主的犹大出去的时候，从最后从那个从楼从那个小楼楼小楼 upper room 出去的时候。
And until the time when Judas, who betrayed the Lord, left the upper room.
是约翰告诉我们说，那已经是夜间。
And it was John who told us that it was night time.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
为什么是夜间？
Why did John say it's night time?
因为主耶稣是公义的太阳。
Because the Lord Jesus is the righteous sun.
现在太阳很快要下山。
And the sun is going down soon.
所以在主在地上的时候。
So while the Lord was still on this earth,
约翰能够躺在主的怀里。
John could lay in the bosom of our Lord.
代表全教会住在基督里面。
This represents the fact that the entire church lives, abides in Christ.
就好住在 dwell in Christ.
Dwell in Christ.
那就好像我们的主住在父的怀里，住在父里面一样。
It's just as if our Lord dwells in the bosom of God.
所以。弟兄姊妹，现在我们就知道说，等到约翰他看见主升到天上。
So now we know when John saw that the Lord ascended to the heavenlies.
没有多久他就看不见。
Very quickly, John could not see anymore.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters.
现在他心中一直有一个不满足。
So now his heart has this constant lacking.
虽然他能享受主的同在。
Even though he could enjoy the presence of the Lord.
因为圣灵的确住在他里。
Because the Holy Spirit indeed dwell in him.
他住在基督里，基督也住在他里面。
He dwell in the Lord Jesus, and the Lord Jesus dwell in him.
所以，当他写约翰福音十五章的时候
So when he wrote John chapter 15,
他想起主的话,
he remembered the words of the Lord.
主说他是真葡萄树, 我们都是枝子。
And the Lord said, I am the true vine, and we are all branches.
枝子应该住在葡萄树上。
And branches should abide in the vine.
所以老约翰多少年就一直住在基督里面。
So all these years, our aged John abide in the Lord Jesus.
但是弟兄姊妹当他回忆的时候
However, brothers and sisters, when John remembered the old time,
他记得根据约翰福音第一章，他第一次见到主的时候是黄昏四点钟的时候。
He remembered that when he first met the Lord, it was about 4 p.m.
他也知道那个是约旦河外的伯大尼，是别的福音书没有记载的。
And it was only recorded here where he it said that he saw him in Bethany outside.
你看见说他能够记得我们的主在地上的一草一木每一点他都记得
You remember that John remembered every single tiny detail of the Lord when he was on this earth
但是自从他看见我们的主被云彩接走了以后
However, after John has seen that the cloud has received the Lord
他在圣灵里面什么都知道
In this Holy Spirit, he knew everything
但他知道说是那朵云彩叫他与我们的主隔开
However, he also knew that that cloud separated him from the Lord from him.
所以你能想象在60年到70年间。
So you can see that in between the 60th and the 70th year.
你看见约翰是怎样的思念我们天上的主。
You can see how John really misses our Lord in the heavenlies.
每一次下雨的声音。
Every time it rains, every time he hears about the rain,
也许他都觉得这是主回来的脚步的声音。
Maybe he thinks that these are the footsteps of the Lord coming back.
每次看见月亮照明。
Every time he sees that the moon is shining.
每次听见海涛澎湃。
Every time he sees that the ocean is billowing.
对于一个真正等主回来的人。
To someone who is truly waiting for the return of the Lord.
他觉得时间为什么那么迟缓？
He said that why is the time so delayed?
他巴不得有一天仍旧能够。巴不得有一天真的能看见我们的主回来。
He so desired to see with his physical eyes the return of the Lord.
结果就在大概那个时候，他被充军到巴摩海岛去。
Around that time, he was exiled to the island of Patmos.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
等到他在巴摩海岛
，When he was in the island of Patmos，
现在圣灵要启示给他。
Now the Holy Spirit is going to reveal something to him.
因为那两个见证人明明说。
Because those two men clearly said,
你看见我们的主怎样升上去，还要怎样回来。
How you see him ascended into the heavenlies, you will watch him come down the same way.
他怎么升上去的呢
？How did he ascended?
他从橄榄山升到云端。
He ascended from the Mount of Olives to the clouds.
约翰看见，门徒看见，我们都看，世人都看见。
John saw it, the disciples saw it.All the people in the world saw it.
但是从云端到宝座看不见。
However, nobody could see what happened from the cloud to the throne.
那个云好像一个帕子一样，把我们的主把它遮住了。
The cloud was acting like the veil that covered our Lord Jesus.
彼得知道，约翰知道我们的主的确到了宝座。
John surely knew that our Lord reached the throne.
否则五旬节怎么圣灵降下？
Otherwise, how could the men Pentecost arrived?
当雅各听见他的儿子约瑟还活着的时候
，When Jacob heard that his son Joseph was still alive,
圣经说他心里冰凉，他不相信。
The Bible said that his heart was cold and he could not believe it.
多少年前他的心已经死了
？So for so many years, his heart was dead.
那个又冷又死的心不可能再活过来。
This dead and cold heart could not be revived.
在他的感觉里面，约瑟是撕碎了。约瑟是撕碎了。
In his sense, he felt that Joseph was dead and killed.
一直等到他看见那个埃及差来的皇宫差来的车辆，他才醒过来。
Until Jacob saw the chariots that was sent by the palace in Egypt, then he recognized it.
对于约翰，对于彼得，对这些跟随主的门。
To John, to Peter, to all the disciples who have followed the Lord Jesus.
我们的主冠定在十字架上。
Our Lord was hung on the cross.
他应该把罗马帝国定在十字架上。
He should have crucified the Roman Empire on the cross.
结果把罗马帝国却把他定在十字架上。 上。
However, the Roman Empire in turn crucified him.
他们希望主做王的时候，一个坐在他左边，一个坐在他右边。
They had wished for the Lord to be king, and one to be sitting on his right, and one to be sitting on his left.
所有的希望都成为泡影。
Now all these hope have vanished.
他们聚在一起的时候，把门通通关得紧紧的。
When they gathered, they closed up all the doors shut.
就像雅各一样。
It's just like Jacob.
他们的心冷了，他们的心也死了。
Their hearts were cold and their hearts had died.
他们几乎不相信，他们就不可能相信说我们的主复活了，而且升天了。
They almost could not believe that our Lord has resurrected and ascended into the heavenlies.
但是感谢主。
However, thank the Lord.
你怎么知道主升到天上？
How do you know the Lord has ascended to the heavenlies?
你怎么知道云端以上的故事？
How do you know the story beyond the cloud?
弟兄姊妹，感谢主。
Friends, sisters, thank the Lord.
在那个时候，主给他们一个证据。
At that time, the Lord gave them this evidence.
你看见埃及打发来的车辆，你就知道约瑟在荣耀里面。
When you see the chariots sent by Egypt, you know that Joseph was in glory.
你看见圣灵降下，你知道主已经升到天上。
When you saw the cup pouring out of the Holy Spirit, you know that the Lord has ascended.
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you understand?
主是用圣灵替我们施浸的。
The Lord has used the Holy Spirit to baptize us. What does this mean?
证明我们的主已经升到天上。
This evidence the fact that the Lord has ascended into the heavens.
如果我们真的有圣灵的经历的话，
if we truly have experienced the Holy Spirit.
如果你真的得到属灵的经历的话，
if you have truly gained any spiritual experiences.
不是你有多伟大，
it's not the how good you are.
那是我们的主有多伟大。
Because our Lord is so great.
神把他升为至高。
The God has exalted him to the highest.
结果圣灵就降下来了。
Therefore, it brought out the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹，
therefore, brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord.
自从五旬节，在五旬节那一天，
on the day of Pentecost,
门徒们还有把握。
The disciples have full assurance.
他们只要看见，他们只要经历圣灵的同在。
As long as they could experience the presence of the Holy Spirit.
他们知道说主已升到天上。
They know that the Lord has ascended into the heavens.
他们没有看见云端那边的故事。
They did not see what happened beyond the cloud.
他们里面经历了。
However, within them, they have experienced. They have full assurance.
但是感谢主。
And thank the Lord.
因着约翰爱他的主。
Because John loved his Lord.
他日日夜夜的住在他的，坐在他的脚前。
He sat at the Lord's feet day and night.
他日日夜夜的住在基督里面。
Day and night he dwelled in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的主，我们的神。不能不在他想象的显现。
So our Lord and our God could not but afford to appear to him.
所以当他被监禁在被充军的 exile 到这巴摩海岛的时候，
So when John was exiled into the island of Patmos.
现在神不能再向约翰隐瞒。
So God can no longer hide himself from John.
在这个时候，
At this time.
就在约翰在巴摩海岛的时候，
At the time when John was in the island of Patmos.
神就把那个木板把它解开了。
So God opened the veil.
所以弟兄姊妹，这就是为什么圣经约翰启示说耶稣基督的启示。
That is why John started the book by saying the revelation of Jesus Christ.
约翰云端的这一边是约翰福音。
On this end of the cloud is the Gospel of John.
云端那边乃是启示。
On the other end of the cloud is the book of Revelation.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
约翰亲眼看见我们的主怎样从橄榄山登到云端，这个他看见。
John physically saw the fact that the Lord ascended from the Mount of Olives to the cloud.
你还记得吗？
Do you remember?
圣经告诉我们说，我们的主把他们带到伯大尼的对面。
Do you remember God brought them to the opposite side of Bethany?
The Lord
brought them to the opposite side of Bethany.
然后从那里升到天上。
And then there he ascended on high.
我们知道伯大，我们知道橄榄山是一个南北向的山。
We know that the Mount of Olives faces north and south.
它有两个山坡。
And it has two slopes.
一个山坡是面对耶路撒冷。
One slope faces Jerusalem.
所以这是西坡。
So this is the western slope.
这个就是耶路撒冷。
So here is Jerusalem.
还有一个东坡，就是东边的坡，是对着死海的。
And there's an eastern slope that faces the Dead Sea.
这一边是一片翠绿。
Here it's all flourishing and green.
这一边一片枯黄。
On the eastern side, it is all in yellow.
所以当主踩在橄榄山的时候,
So when Jesus' feet was on the Mount of Olives, So it was as if one foot of the Lord was on the flourishing green, and another foot was on the wilderness. And then from there, our Lord ascended into the heavens.
伯大尼在哪里呢?
Where is Bethany?
伯大尼就在这个坡上，东坡上。
So Bethany is located on the eastern slope.
所以然后主就把他们带到伯大尼的对面，他站好站在橄榄山上。So
the Lord brought them to the opposite side of Bethany so that he could stand on the Mount of Olives.
然后我们的主为他们祝福。And
the Lord blessed them.
很明显他的脸是朝向伯大尼。And
clearly he was facing Bethany.
他就升到天上去。And
then he ascended to the heavenlies.
如果他这样升上去的话,
If he ascended in this manner,
他回来也是如此,
he would come in the same manner.
他升上去, 他的脸是向着伯大尼, 他的背是向着耶路撒冷。
When he ascended, he was facing Bethany, and his back was facing Jerusalem.
就说耶路撒冷, 耶路撒冷, 一块石头都不留在一块石头上。
As Jesus has said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, there was not one stone left on another stone.
我要把你的家留为荒场。
Your house will be left in desolation.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看，当主升上去的时候
，You see that when the Lord ascended，
他脸是朝向伯大尼，是背向耶路撒冷。He
faces he faced Bethany and his back was toward Jerusalem.
他回来也是如此。When
he comes back, it would be in the same manner.
所以对约翰来讲。Therefore
to John，
他们与主说再见，与主分手的时候，乃是在伯大尼。
When they bid goodbye to the Lord Jesus, when they said goodbye to him, farewell to him, it was in Bethany.
伯大尼是对的, 橄榄山也是对的。
Bethany is in the right position, and the Mount of Olives is in the right position.
因为在那个时候, 我们的主是向着伯大尼, 然后升到天上去。
Because at that time, our Lord was facing Bethany, and then he ascended into the heavenlies.
虽然如此,
Even so,
虽然如此, 我们知道说, 虽然如此，我们知道说我们的主就在那个位置上升到天上。
And we know that that is the position from which he ascended into the heavenlies.
约翰他记得。
John remembered.
门徒们最后跟随主是一直到了伯大尼。
The last point where the disciples followed the Lord was in Bethany.
然后从伯大尼对面, 我们的主就升到天上。
And then from the opposite side of Bethany, our Lord ascended into the heavenlies.
只有约翰福音告诉我们,
Only the Gospel of John told us that.
门徒们跟随主的起点也是伯大尼。
The starting point of where the disciples started to follow Jesus was also Bethany.
是约旦河外的伯大尼。
It is the Bethany outside the River Jordan.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters.
跟随主的道路, 伯大尼是起点, 伯大尼也是终点。
This is the old way by which we follow the Lord Jesus. Bethany was the start and Bethany was the end.
从约旦河外的伯大尼,
It is the Bethany outside the River Jordan.
一直到橄榄山的伯大尼,
All the way to the Bethany near Mount Olives.
约翰告诉我们说,
John told us.
这就是跟随主。
This is the way by which we follow the Lord.
是约翰福音第一章主对腓力说来跟从我。
Therefore, in chapter 1 of the Gospel of John, the Lord said to Philip, Come, follow me.
约翰福音21章说主对彼得说你来跟从我。
And therefore, in John chapter 21, the Lord also said to Peter, Follow me.
那条道路是什么样的道路呢?
What is that way by which we follow him?
那条道路乃是从伯大尼到伯大尼。
That way is from Bethany to Bethany.
那伯大尼什么意思呢?
What is the meaning of Bethany then?
伯大尼是无花果之家。
Bethany is the home of the fig trees,
no,
the figs.
不是 fig tree, 是无花果, the fruit of the fig, 是 figs, 不是 fig tree, 是无花果之家。
So Bethany is the home of figs, the fruit.
我们知道以色列圣经是用 fig tree, 是用无花果树来代表它。
We know that the Bible uses the fig tree to illustrate Israel.
所以我们知道说伯大尼乃是无花果之家。
So we know that Bethany is the home of the figs.
所以这就是为什么约翰写约翰福音的时候。
This is why when John wrote the Gospel of John,
给我们看见跟随主的路乃是从伯大尼到伯大尼。
John showed us the way to follow the Lord is from Bethany to Bethany.
从无花果到无花果。
From the figs to the figs.
我们这无花果表面上好像不开花的。
We think that the figs as if they don't have flowers.
所以中文翻作无花果，你好像看不见花。
So the Chinese translation for a fig tree is the tree without flowers.
但是我们知道无花果是开花的。
However, we know that the figs do blossom.
无花果开花的你看不见。
However, you cannot see the flowers when they blossom.
无花果是在无花果子里面开花的。
The flower will blossom inside the fig fruit.
所以当昆虫进去采蜜的时候，它有一个洞可一直进到里面去。
So when the insects pollinate, they have a little tiny channel that can lead all the way into the fruit.
所以跟随主的道路是里面的道路。
So the way to follow the Lord is an inward way.
圣灵住在你里面。
The Holy Spirit abides in you.
所以从伯大尼一直到伯大尼。
So it is from Bethany to Bethany.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
现在你看得很清楚。
So you can see clearly now.
当你看见云端的这一面的时候。
When you see this other side of the cloud,
你看见主就把神就把神就把许多的奥秘就启示给就就呃这个神就把那个启示就启示了给约翰，结果他就有了约翰福，就给了我们约翰福音。
So God revealed some revelations to John, and so John gave us the Gospel of John.
所以感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
在云端的这一面。
On this side of the cloud,
你所在云端的这一面，你所看，你在云端的这一面，你所看见的。
On this side of the cloud, what can you see?
就是约翰福音所启示的。
You could see the revelations revealed in the Gospel of John.
但是等到约翰福音，等到看到要知道云的那一端。
But when you want to see the story behind the other end of the cloud,
在巴摩海岛。
On the island of Patmos,
我们的主终于就。给约翰看见耶稣基督的启示。
Our Lord truly then revealed the revelation of Jesus Christ to John.
不过，让我们记得。
However, let us remember.
现在是云那一端的故事。
This is the story on the other side of the cloud.
所以，弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
这就是为什么约翰第一章、启示录第一章、第二章、第三章就讲到天上的故事。
Therefore, Revelation chapters 1, 2, and 3 talk about the stories in the heavenlies.
你知道说当我们的主钉十字架的时候，
You know that when our Lord was crucified,
这个地球就有了新的意义。
There's new significance to the earth.
这个地球为什么跟从前不一样了呢？这个地球为什么不一样了呢？
Why is this earth now different from before?
这个地球不一样，就是我们的主为我们钉在十字架上。
The earth is now different because our Lord has been crucified.
所以整个地球，我们的 planet 就变成了万元。
And therefore, the whole planet becomes
万元 outer court.
In the outer court.
我们知道圣殿有外院，有圣所，有至圣所。
We know that the temple has the outer court, the inner court, and the holy place.
所以我们的主为我们钉十字架那一天开始。
So on the day when our Lord was crucified for us,
你看见说本来在犹太人中间的圣殿有外院有圣所有至圣所。
In the Jewish temple, there used to be the outer court, the holy place, and the holy of holies.
那些不过是 shadow, 那个些不过是影子。
But those were just shadows.
但是自从我们的主钉十字架那天开始，
But from the day our Lord was crucified,
你看见整个的宇宙就真是那个圣殿所预表的那个实际。就是整个的宇宙就变成圣殿。
The entire universe becomes the reality of the revelation.
It
became the temple.
我们地球是它的外院。
The planet becomes the outer court.
那么弟兄姊妹，现在大祭司要最后要进到至圣所。
And now the high priest needs to go into the holy of holies.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
等到我们的主升到宝座，他当然来到了至圣所。
When our Lord ascended to the throne, of course he has come into the Holy of Holies.
那是约翰福音第四章、第五章的故事。
That is the story in the Gospel of John chapters 4 and 5.
但是第一章、第二章、第三章，我们看见我们的主在天上的圣所里面。
However, in chapters 1, 2, 3 of the book of Revelation, we see our Lord in the Holy of Holies.
而且这里告诉我们，神的羔羊好像刚刚被杀过的。
And it's almost like the Lamb of God was just slain.
所以你看，刚刚从从刚刚从哪里？刚刚从外院到了圣所，到了至圣所。
So the lamb just arrived in the outer court and into the holy place and into the holy of holies.
所以弟兄，难怪主说时候将到，如今就是了。
Therefore, the Lord says, the time has come, it is now.
那真正拜父用心灵和诚实来拜他。
And therefore, he who worships me must worship in truth and in spirit.
不在这座山，也不在那座山。
And you would worship neither on this mountain nor the other mountain.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，时候就是了。
The time is now.
我们的主钉十字架那一天。
On the day our Lord was crucified, you know that the universe is now different.
你知道说今天科学家们所知道的这个宇宙，从主钉十字架那天开始，你看见现在我们真的进到了那个整个敬拜的实际里面去。
You know that on the day the Lord was crucified, the entire universe entered into the reality of true worship.
神不住在人所造的殿里面。
God does not dwell in tabernacles made by men.
神就在至圣所。
God is in the Holy of Holies.
神就在宝座那里。
The God is on the throne.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们的主从外院到圣所到至圣所。
Our Lord went from the whole outer court into the holy place into the Holy of Holies.
这个故事什么故事呢？
What is the story?
这个就是创启示录前面一章、二章、三章、四章、五章的故事。
These are the first five chapters of the book of Revelations.
到了第五章，你看见有赞美的声音。
Until we reach chapter 5, there are voices of praise.
那个敬拜是万有宇宙的敬拜。
That worship is the worship by the entire universe.
难怪达比丢有一天他眼睛有问题的时候。
One day when Brother Darby had an ailment in his eye.
医生把他放在一个暗室里面。
The doctors put him in a dark room.
他什么也看不见。
He could not see anything.
就在那个时候，他神借着。启示录第四章第五章对他说话。
But at that instant, God used the words in the Revelation chapter 4 and 5 to speak to him.
结果他里面有了一首诗歌。
As a result, he had a hymn inside him.
原来一共是十四节。
It used to contain 14 stanzas.
他把它称作 the endless song.
And Brother Darby called it the endless song.
尼托圣又把它翻成无穷颂。
And Brother Nee translated into the endless.
所以我们知道，我们所以这首诗歌，特别是讲到启示录第四章、第五章那个敬拜。
So this hymn particularly illustrated the condition in chapters 4 and 5 in the book of Revelation.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
根据约翰福音
，according to the Gospel of John.
看哪，神的羔羊。
Behold the Lamb of God.
根据约翰的启示。
According to the revelation written by John.
当我们的主被升到至高的时候。
When our Lord was exalted to the Most High.
他一面从神那里拿出那个书卷来。
He received a scroll from God.
他揭开那个书卷。
He opened up the scroll.
另一面从父那里领受了所应许的圣灵。
Also, at the same time, he received the Holy Spirit that was promised.
他把圣灵就浇灌下来。
He poured out the Holy Spirit.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这是启示录的启示。
This is the revelation in the book of Revelation.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们读启示录的时候。
Brothers and sisters, as we read the book of Revelation.
我们只想七个印、七个号、七个碗。
We only think about the seven seals and seven trumpets and seven bowls.
我们对里面充满了许多的好奇。
We are filled with curiosity about those things.
但是根据约翰告诉我。
However, according to what was told to us by John,
启示录乃是耶稣基督的启示。
But the revelation of John was the revelation of Jesus Christ.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
等到你读到这个读到这个前面约翰启示录前面第十章十一章的时候。
When you read to chapters 10 of the book of Revelation.
最后讲到耶路撒冷。
At the end, it talks about Jerusalem.
后面十一章最后也讲到耶路撒冷。
The latter 11 chapters also mention Jerusalem.
这个前面十一章的结尾讲了地上的耶路撒冷。
The first 11 chapters talked about the earthly Jerusalem.
后面十一章的最后讲的耶路撒冷是天上的耶路撒冷。
The second 11 chapters of the book of Revelation mentioned this, the heavenly Jerusalem.
怎么从地上的耶路撒冷能变成天上的耶路撒冷？
How could the earthly Jerusalem turn into the spirit, a heavenly Jerusalem?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
现在你看见吗？
Now do you see?
整本的启示录给我们看见耶稣基督的启示。
The entire book of Revelation shows us the revelation of Jesus Christ.
他怎样升上去？
How he ascended?
他也要怎样回来？
how he would return.
他升上去第一段是看得见，第二段就看不见。
The first portion of his ascension could be seen. The second portion could not be seen.
第一段是公开的，第二段是隐藏的。
The first portion was publicly shown. The second portion was hidden.
他这么上去，他也这么回来。
As he ascended, he would come back in the same manner.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
他回来的时候。
When he returned.
他也是从宝座到云端。
He would also come from the throne to the cloud.
然后从云端来到橄榄山。
And then from the cloud to the Mount of Olives.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
如果你仔细读启示录。
If you read the book of Revelation carefully,
前面第十一章给我们看见我们的主怎样从橄榄山到了云端。
The first 11 chapters showed us how the Lord reached from the Mount of Olives to the cloud.
然后天上的故事。
And then it was the story in the heavenlies.
到了后面十一章的时候。
When you reach the second 11 chapters of the book of Revelation,
从云端就来，从宝座就来到了云端。
It was our Lord from the throne to the cloud.
所以当你读十二章的时候，我们的主在宝座。
So when you read chapter 12, our Lord is on the throne.
你看见说所有被提的男孩子要提到宝座。
And you see that the male child will be lifted to the throne.
到了第十四章的时候。
When you reach chapter 14,
你看见我们的主在云中。
You see that our Lord is in the midst of the cloud.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你看见第十四章，就很明显的，我们的主是从宝座降到云中。
So clearly in chapter 14, you've seen that the Lord has descended from the throne into the cloud.
他好像贼一样。
And that period is like he's appearing as a thief.
贼来到，没有人知道。
Nobody knows when the thief is coming.
贼从来不事先告诉你他几点钟来拜访你。
The thief will never tell you what time he would come visit you.
而且贼来的时候都是偷你最好的东西。
And when the thief comes, it would steal the most treasurable thing.
他不会偷你的垃圾，他一定偷你最好最好。
He would not steal your rubbish. He would always steal the best of your best.
如果贼来偷，喜欢偷我家的垃圾的话，我希望他天天来。
If the thief comes to steal rubbish at my house, I wish this thief would come every day.
所以我们知道说，从宝座到空中。
So we know that from the throne to the air,
他像贼一样。
It's like he's like the thief.
我们不知道什么时候我们的主就回来。
We do not know when our Lord would be returning.
弟兄姊妹，所以我们要警醒。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we need to be alert.
因为在我们想不到的时候，主就已经回来了。
Because at the time that we're not aware of, our Lord has returned.
然后从空中，最后就到了橄榄山。
And from the air, he ultimately will come to the Mount of Olives.
那一段他来像闪电一样。
When he comes during that period, he is coming like the lightning.
全世界都看见。
The entire world will see it.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
因为当他第一段从宝座到云端的时候。
The first period from the throne to the cloud.
让我们记得他像晨星一样。
He is like the morning star.
早晨的星只有不肯睡觉的人才看。
Only the people who would refuse to go to sleep would see the morning star.
因为那个可以说是黑夜最黑的时候。
Because that is the darkest time in the dark night.
你最容易困倦，最容易睡着。
When you are slumbering and you can easily fall asleep.
我们都看见太阳，我们很少人看见晨星。
We can all see the sun. Very few of us can see the morning star.
所以等到主从宝座到云端的时候。
Therefore, when the Lord arrives from the cloud to the from the throne to the cloud,
谁看得见？
Who has seen it?
那些惊醒的。
It's those people who are on the alert.
那些宝贝就被我们的主偷去了。
And the Lord would steal the treasures.
然后他随着众圣徒要来到橄榄山。
And with all the multitude of saints, he would come to the mountain of olives.
到了橄榄山的时候。
When he arrives on the mount of olives.
因为他像公义的太阳。
Because he is like the righteous sun.
不管是懒人，不管殷勤的人，你看见他都要看见太阳升起。
Whether you are a slothful person or a diligent person, you will all see the rising of the sun.
我们知道到有等到我们的主脚踩在橄榄山的时候。
When we know that when our Lord's feet are on the Mount of Olives.
全世界不管 CNN， 不管是 NBC， 只有一个节目。
At that time, whether it's CNN or NBC, they only will be showing one program.
我们的主已经从橄榄山回来。
That our Lord is on the Mount of Olives and He has returned.
所以弟兄姊妹,
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
主的话很清楚。
The word of the Lord is very clear.
那两个见证人的话很清楚。
The words of those two witnesses are very clear.
他怎么升上去，他怎么回来。
As he has ascended, so he would return.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这只是很简单的启示。
This is a very simple revelation.
但约翰要知道里面仔细的内容。
But John wanted to know the inner details.
神就把那个启示向约翰解开。
Therefore, God opened up that revelation to John.
前面是一章给我们看见我们的主怎样从地上升到天上。
The first 11 chapters of the book of Revelation shows us how the Lord ascended from the earth to the cloud.
然后从12章在宝座到了14章怎样降到云。
And then in chapter 12, he is on the throne. And then in 14, he's in the cloud.
到了十九章，怎样来到地上？
And in chapter 19, he came back to the earth.
所以弟兄姊妹，
therefore, brothers and sisters,
整本启示录的重点是什么？
What is the focal point of the entire book of Revelation?
他怎么升上去？他要怎么回来？
As he has ascended, he would return in the like manner.
好，现在我们把整个的这个整个，如果你把它整个浓缩完了以后，现在我们应该到了启示录22章第六节。
So when you summarize all of that, and you would arrive at verse 6 of chapter 22 of the book of Revelation.
到了这里，启示完了。
At this point, the revelation is done.
关于整个耶稣基督的启示，只要在云端那边的，通通启示完了。
At this point, all the revelation of Jesus Christ.Regarding the other side of the cloud has all been concluded.
对不起，应该到第五节，我说错，第五节，二十二章第五节，一章二十二章第五节。
It all ended in verse 5 in chapter 22.
然后从第六节一直到二十一节，好像是加上去的。
From verse 6 to 21, it's as if it were added up later.
约翰福音也是如此。
The Gospel of John is also in the same manner.
读到二十章已经完了。
It should have concluded in chapter 20.
但是约翰福音第二十一章是加上去的。
But chapter 21 of the Gospel of John has been added.
圣灵还有话要说。
The Holy Spirit still has words to say to us.
圣灵的话不能停在那里。
The word of Holy Spirit cannot end there.
当约翰得着启示。
When John received this revelation.
当我们读约翰福音的约翰的启示。
When we read the revelation by John.
当我们真的从第一章一直读到第二十二章第五。
And we read all the way from chapter 1 to verse 5 in chapter 22.
看见我们主怎样升到天上，主要怎样的回来。
As we see how the Lord would ascend, he would descend.
现在主的启示已经告一段落了。
And the revelation of the Lord is now concluded.
但是弟兄姊妹。
However, brothers and sisters.
这里有人不放心。
There is someone who cannot be so carefree.
话虽然说完了。
Even though the words have been exhausted.
圣灵不能说我就停在这里，不能。
The Holy Spirit still cannot say, I just end here.
他怕我们读启示录的时候。
The Holy Spirit is afraid that as we read the book of Revelation,
我们把整个的重点完全失去了。
We would miss the whole point, the focal point.
我们眼睛所注意的是七印、七号、七环。
And our attention was on the seven trumpets and seven seals and seven bowls.
我们所注意的是第一只兽、第二只兽，还有在沙场上的龙。
And then we would focus on the first beast, the second beast, and the dragon in the wilderness.
当你眼睛注意这些的时候，
However, when your eyes are fixed on these things,
你我很容易失焦，很容易失去整个启示的焦点。
And you and I could easily lose the entire focal point of the book of Revelation.
我们的主太认识我们。
Our Lord knows us so well.
圣灵知道我们不过是尘土。
The Holy Spirit knows that we are but dust.
当你读到二十二章第五节的时候。
When you read till chapter 22, verse 5,
你说感谢主。
You say thank the Lord.
本来我们知道云的这一段，那是约翰福音。
We used to know the story about this side of the cloud, that is the Gospel of John.
约翰福音讲到与基督联合。
And the Gospel of John talks about a union with Christ.
那讲到与基督联合什么意思呢？
What is the meaning of union with Christ?
就是以基督历史做我们的历史。
Which is to use the history of Christ as our history.
这个是与基督联合的。
This is the union with Christ.
当你读到约翰书信的时候，
As you read the epistles of John,
你是以基督的经历来做我们的经历。
You use the experience of Christ as our experience.
这个也是与基督联合。
It is also union with Christ.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
你看见吗？这个都是云的这一边。
But you see, this is all about this side of the cloud.
那与那边的故事怎样呢？
What about the story on the other side of the cloud?
弟兄姊妹，这什么意思呢？
For instance, what does this mean?
仍旧是与基督联合。
It is still union with Christ.
与基督联合不光是以基督历史做我们历史。
To be in union with Christ is not only to have Jesus' story as our history.
我们没有历史的。
We have no history.
这个 history 就 his story 就是他的故事。
History is his story.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们什么时候有历史，这都是他的故事。
Anytime we have history, it is all about him, his story.
这叫约翰福音。
This is the Gospel of John.
这叫住在基督里面。
This is abiding in Christ.
这叫基督住在我们里面。
And this is also Christ abiding in us.
但是什么叫做约翰的启示录呢？
But what is this revelation of John?
约翰的启示录乃是告诉我们说，以基督的将来做我们的将来。
It is to use the future of Christ as our future.
基督的前途做我们的前途。
And the future and the destiny of Christ would be our destiny.
我们是没有前途的。
We have no future.
我们没有 tomorrow, 我们没有明天的。
We don't have tomorrow.
因为基督有明天。
But Christ has tomorrow.
因为基督有前途。
Because Christ has a destiny.
我们连于基督。
And we're in union with Christ.
所以我们也有明天。
Therefore, we have tomorrow.
所以我们有将来。
Therefore, we have a future.
所以有千禧年。
Therefore, we have the year of millennium.
所以有将来的永世。
And therefore, we have eternity.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
你看见与基督的联合是何等的联合。
You see this great union with Christ, how it is.
感谢主，借着使徒约翰。
We thank the Lord that through John.
给我们看见与基督联合的过去、现在和将来。
We see the union with Christ in the past, in the present, in the future.
这是完全的联合。
This is a perfect union.
但是弟兄姊妹。
However, brothers and sisters.
我们对历史我们经历过。
We have experienced history.
我们今天住在主里。
Today we're abiding in Christ.
我们知道怎么回事。
We know what it is about.
明天看不见。
But we can't see tomorrow.
我们不知道明天。
We don't know about tomorrow.
我们不知道将来。
And we don't know about the future.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
当圣灵把云端那边向我们启示的时候，
when the Holy Spirit revealed the story on the other side of the cloud,
他是把从明天一直到永世那一段启示给你，启示给我。
And the Holy Spirit revealed that whole period from tomorrow into eternity to you and to me.
现在你可以有了启示。
Therefore, you can have revelation.
是不是你可以做先知了呢？
Does it mean that you can be the prophet?
神没有意思要我们做先知。
The Lord, God does not want us to be prophets.
大家要记得。
But you remember,
如果你今天做先知不成，你一定变成假先知。
If you are do not become a prophet, you will be a false prophet.
已经太多的假先知出现了。
Because there are too many false prophets appearing.
你不要再增加其中的一个。
You don't want to add to the false prophets.
主为什么把明天给我们？
Therefore, the Lord gave you tomorrow.
主为什么把将来给我们？
And He also has given us the future.
有了约翰福音，有了约翰书信，不就够了吗？
Isn't it enough to just to have the Gospel of John and the letters of John?
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
教会有没有明天？
Does the church have a tomorrow?
教会有没有前途？
Does the church have a destiny?
你看看今天，你只能叹气；你看见今天，只能摇头。
You see the church today, and you can just shake your hand.
你为什么能够仍旧勇往直前？
How can you still press on?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你真正与基督联合。
If you are truly in union with Christ,
不只是过去，而且是现在，还有是将来。
You will be in union with Christ.In the past, in the present, in the future.
好了，现在主的话已经说完了。
Now the words of the Lord has concluded.
但他还有话要说。
But he still has more words to say. Because he cannot, he's still worried.
他知道你我就是没有听见。
Because he knows that you and I have not heard.
所以因为这个缘故。
Because of this.
我们的主苦口婆心的一再说，一再的说，告诉我们他心里在想什么。
So our Lord, with a deep desire, keeps telling us over and over and over again.
你知道我们的主知道人听的耳朵的难处。
The Lord knows that human ears are limited in hearing.
有的是听了好像根本听不见一样。
Sometimes we hear, but we do not hear.
所以主说，我实实在在的告诉你 ，Verily, verily, I say unto you.
Therefore, the Lord says, Verily, verily, I say unto you.
那弟兄姊妹，为什么圣灵一直说实实在在？为什么主这样的说呢？
Why would the Lord say in this manner?
证明说你一次听不见。
Because it illustrates that the first time he said it, you can't hear him.
为什么主哭耶路撒冷啊耶路撒冷？
Why would the Lord lamented on Jerusalem? Jerusalem, Jerusalem.
一生的耶路撒冷你听不见。
Because the first time he said Jerusalem, you can't hear.
两生的耶路撒冷也许你可以听见。
When he said Jerusalem the second time, maybe you'll hear this time.
所以这就是这个时代。
So this is the generation.
如果你要描写这个时代的话,
if you want to describe this generation,
我们的主在那里举哀的时候, 你没有人捶胸的。
When the Lord sings a dirge, nobody mourns.
我们的主在那吹笛的时候, 没有人跳舞的。
When our Lord is playing the flute, nobody dances.
所以弟兄姊妹,
therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们的主虽然把 启示录的启示已经给了约翰，也给了你和我。如果我们忠心的话
，and even though the Lord has given the revelation to John and to us, and if we are faithful,
我们还可能失去启示的焦点。And
we can still miss the focal point of this revelation.
所以这一次，我们的主，他一再的说一句话。Therefore,
our Lord keeps repeating this one phrase.
他三次说了这句话。He
said this phrase three times.
证明这句话我们多半听。
This, so truly, we cannot hear this word very clearly. We hear it, and then it leaves our ears.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊,
therefore, dear brothers and sisters,
就好像约翰福音第二十一章,
it is like John chapter 21.
你爱我比这些更深吗?
Do you love me more than these?
一次也许听不见,
maybe you can't hear it the first time.
两次也许听不见,
maybe he said it the second time and you couldn't hear it.
第三次彼得就忧愁,
the third time he said it, Peter was sorrowful.
主啊, 你知道我爱你。
Lord, you know that I loved you.
这是约翰福音最后一章圣经。This
is the last chapter in the Gospel of John.
约翰的启示录最后的一章圣经。This
is the last chapter in the Gospel of John.
这次主怎么说呢?
What does the Lord say this time?
看啊, 我必快来。
Behold, I am coming quickly.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们的主只要 whisper, 你应该就 只要轻声细语，你应该听见。
When our Lord whispers to you, you should have heard.
现在我们主不只说一次、两次、三次。
Now our Lord has said it once, twice, thrice.
他说：“看哪，我必快来。”
And behold, I'm coming quickly.
遵守这书上预言的就有福了。
Blessed is he who heeds the words of the prophecy of this book.
看哪，我必快来，赏罚在我要照个人所行的报应。
Behold, I'm coming quickly, and my reward is with me to render to every man according to what he has done.
证明这事的说是了，我必快来。He
who testifies to these things says, "Yes, I'm coming quickly."
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们的主老早知道,
our Lord has known from way back.
教会有耳朵，听不见。The
church has ears, but it cannot hear.
所以主在上说，凡有耳的，就应当听。Therefore,
the Lord says, "Those who have ears." Hear the word, what I have to say.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
约翰听见了,
John heard it.
约翰能代表众教会一个祷告,
representing the entire church, John had this prayer.
他主耶稣啊, 我愿你来。
He said, come, Lord Jesus, come.
这个时候启示录才结束的。
Now the book of Revelation has finally concluded.
我们何等巴不得有个大的启示。
How we wanted to see a great revelation at this point.
如果看见启示就是结尾的话,
if just seeing the revelation is the end of all things,
那么约翰福音,约翰启示录应该结束在22章,对不起。
Then the revelation of John should have ended in verse 5 of chapter 22 of the book of Revelation. However, the revelation could not be the end of all things.
你看见启示,这只是开始。
When you see the revelation, that is just the beginning.
主再三的嘱咐我们告诉我们,
the Lord reminded us over and over again.
看啊,
behold, I'm coming quickly.
他怎样地升到天上去,
as he ascended into the heavenlies,
他也怎样地回来,
he will come in just the same way.
橄榄山上面不过是一句话,
he only said one word on the Mount of Olives.
在橄榄山上,
on the Mount of Olives, he only said one thing.
在波巴摩海岛,
however, what he said to John in the island of Patmos, it is an entire book. And you see, the entire book deals with the revelation of Jesus Christ. You know all the theology.
那些道理,
you know all the doctrines.
这些你都懂了,
you know all of the doctrines. You all understand them.
你知道说基督来的时候一定降生在伯利恒,
You know that when Christ is going to be born, it's going to be in Bethlehem.
你可以告诉别人将来怎么一回事。
You can also tell people what is going to happen in the future.
但只有几个博士去朝见主耶稣。
But only a few wise men went to see Jesus.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你明白启示录。
You may understand the book of Revelation.
你以为你结束，你以为你毕业。
You think you've graduated, you're done.
你没有毕业。
You haven't graduated.
乃是等到有一天。
Until one day.
你读完启示录以后。
After you finish the book of Revelation,
你能对主说，主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
You can say to the Lord Jesus, I desire for you to come. Come, Lord Jesus.
从今天开始，我每分钟每秒钟都等候你回来。
From now on, every minute, every second, I'm waiting for your return.
这个时候，
at this time,
启示录才最后结束。
The book of Revelation has finally concluded.
弟兄姊妹，启示录不能够结尾。
Revelation cannot be the end of all things.
如果你只有启示。
If you only have revelation,
如果你所明白的 theology 或者 doctrine 就是这些东西的
If you only know any theology or doctrine,
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
这次我们里面有个很深的感觉
This time we have a very deep sense,
很清楚的，我们要听见主所说的话
Clearly we need to hear the word of the Lord.
主说，我必快来
The Lord said, I am coming quickly.
看哪。
Behold, I'm coming quickly.
那么主说我必快来什么意思呢
What does the Lord mean when he says I'm coming quickly?
主必快来是不是 I will come soon? 是不是我马上就来呢
Does it mean that he is coming immediately?
你知道第一世纪就有人等主回来了
You know, from the first century onward, people are waiting for the Lord's return. 第二世纪主还没有回来 And in the second century, he still has not come back.
到了二十世纪主还没有回来
In the 20th century, the Lord has not returned.
人就说主说我马上要来主的马上也 就好像有人说我五秒钟就回来。
When people say, I'm coming immediately, that means I'm coming in 5 seconds.
他的意思是很快就回来，他不是五秒钟真的回来。
He means he will be coming back imminently, but it's not just 5 seconds.
是你要注意这个人讲话的习惯，什么习惯。
So you have to know his pattern of speech.
今天在美国，你说八点钟聚会就是八点钟聚会。
Today in America, when you say we meet, the meeting starts at 8, it means 8.
如果在圣保罗的话，八点钟聚会就是指八点十五分来说的。
In Sao Paulo, 8 a.m. means 8:15.
如果你到João Pessoa更北边的话，那是指的九点钟开始聚会说的。
But in a northern place in Brazil, João Pessoa, 8 o'clock means 9 o'clock.
所以我常常对巴西弟兄姊妹讲。
So I always say to the Brazilian saints,
他们解经啊，都是灵异解经，都 symbolic 的。
When they do the exposition of the Bible, it's all symbolic.
但是不要忘记，主的话是一点一画都不能废去。
However, do not remember that every stroke and word of the Lord cannot be taken away.
希伯来文里面很多的点，很多的话，对不对
？In the Hebrew language, there's a lot of strokes.
你不能说我看不顺眼，我把这个点把它搬一个家，不行的。
You cannot move one dot or one stroke from here to there.
我举个简单例子。
Let me give you a simple example.
你介绍我的太太的时候。
When you explain, this is my wife.
那太太的太字大里面的点在里面。
In the Chinese character, the word wife, the dot is in the middle.
你说我看不顺，我把它搬个家。
You say, I'm going to move the dot.
我把它搬到右上方去。
I'm moving the dot to the upper right corner.
不，我的太太就变成我的犬犬了。
So my wife becomes my dog.
所以弟兄姊妹，主的话是永远安定在天的。
So our word, the Lord's words are firmly established in the heavens.
你不要说主说话像我们一样的。
The Lord does not speak like us.
主说我马上就来，应该马上就来才对呀。
When he says I'm coming back immediately, it means immediately.
怎么等了两千年主还没有回来呢
？How come we have waited for 2,000 years and he has not returned?
如果主第一世纪没有回来
，So therefore, if the Lord has not come back in the first century,
第二世纪主没有回来
，And in the second century he has not come back,
第三世纪主也没
有回来 ，In the third century he has not come back.
那么大概主不大会回来了。
Therefore, maybe the Lord will not come back at all.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Therefore, brothers and sisters,
你看见吗？我们误会了主的话。
We have misunderstood the words of the Lord.
主的话说我必会来，就是我必快来。
When he says, I am coming quickly, truly, he is coming quickly.
那么到底这句话在希腊文原文是什么意思呢
？But what does it really mean in the original Greek?
我觉得有一个弟兄能帮助我们。
I know that a brother has helped us greatly.
他叫的 G.H. Lamb.
And his name is G.H. Lamb.
他没有读过多少书的。
He's not highly educated.
他曾经翻译过一套神学名著巨著，可以说。
He has translated an entire well-known writings on the Bible.
那这个就是 Eric Sauer 的一套的东西。
This is the entire writings of Eric Sauer.
你像 Austin Spark 每次见到头脑大的人，就告诉他你要读这一套东西。
Every time T. Austin Spark sees somebody with a big head, he would say, "Read this whole Eric Sauer book."
Billy Graham 做见证说。
And Billy Graham testifies
that 他这么多年传福音,
all these years when he has preached the gospel,
他的source从哪里来, 他source从哪里来,
where is the source of his preaching
他说,
the gospel?
在我的桌子上,
on his desk.
我一直摆,
all these years, I have listed the entire series of Eric Sauer books.
那这套东西谁把它从德文翻成英文的呢?
And who translated the Eric Sauer series from German into English?
就是G.H. Lam.
It was this brother G.H. Lam.
你听听 Fuller 神学院有个神学教授叫 Wilbur Smith.
There's a Professor Smith at the Fuller Seminary.
他怎么说呢?
What does that professor say?
他说在50年代,
in the 1950s.
那个时候最全世界最会读圣经的人就是G.H. Lam.
At that time, somebody who is most learned in the Bible is G.H. Lamb.
你知道吗? 很稀奇。
You know, this is amazing.
他读启示录跟但以理书的确有他读到的地方。
He has some unique seeings when he reads the book of Daniel and the Revelation.
他告诉我们是有一天巴比伦的势力要重新抬头。
He said that one day Babylon would rise his head again.
没有人这么说,只有他这么说的。
Nobody else says that, only he said that.
在外国有一个人叫G.H. Lamb 是这么说的。
In the Western world, there's a G.H. Lamb who said that.
在中国还有一个人也是这么说的。
In China, there's also one person who said that.
就是有一天巴比伦要势力要重新抬头。
One day, the powers of Babylon would rise his head again.
那个人就是贾跃民。
That is Brother Jia.
所以不管怎么样,你看见吗? 这里G.H. Lamb当他读圣经的时候,
but G.H. Lamb, when he studied the Bible,
他很有把握。
He has full assurance.
有一天巴比伦要重新抬头。
One day Babylon would rise again.
就好像19世纪他们读圣经说是以色列要复国一样。
Just like in the 19th century when people read the Bible that the Israel, the nation will be restored.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, it's amazing.
自从波斯湾战争以后,
since the Persian Wars,
大家都知道说,
everybody knows.
在这么多会读预言的圣经、预言的弟兄姊妹中间,
among all these brothers and sisters who study the
prophecies,
G.H. Lamb indeed has very learned in the Bible. Dallas Seminary talked about prophecies according to the Brethren Movement. The Brethren Movement has condemned the seeings of G.H. Lamb.
G.H. Lamb, 还有 D.M. Panton, 还有是 Gorvet 这些人, 还有包括 Watchman Nee 这些人。
G.H. Lamb and Patton and Watchman Nee, etc.
他们对于预言的看法跟达勒神学院是不一样。
Have a different view of prophecy from those held by the Dallas Seminary.
但是很稀奇。
But amazingly,
自从波斯湾战争以后,
since the outbreak of the Persian Gulf War,
你看见这几个学校里面很多的著作很明显给我们看见，自从波斯湾战争以后，你看见圣经里面说巴比伦倾倒了，倾倒了。如果巴比伦没有重新抬头，他怎么会倾倒？
Since the Persian Gulf Wars, a lot of the writings from this Dallas Seminary have changed their tunes because it says, the Bible says, Babylon has fallen, if it can, has not risen, how can it fall?
所以我们知道说, G.H. Lamb 实在是个认识主的, 也是认识圣经的人。
So we truly know that G.H. Lamb is somebody who knows the Bible and knows the Lord.
当他解释, 我必快来的时候,
when G.H. Lamb explains, I am coming quickly,
他说如果你仔细分析原文的,
if you analyze the original language carefully, there's this meaning in the original language.
就是我一旦动身的话,
once I started my trip, my journey, I will be there immediately.
I will come swiftly.
I will swiftly arrive.
这是他用的字, G.H. Lamb, I will come very swiftly.
Once I started my journey, I will come very swiftly.
所以主再三地说我必快来。
And therefore the Lord keeps saying, I am coming quickly.
意思是说我一旦动身了,我马上就来到,很快就来到。
Which means once I've started the journey, I will come very swiftly.
弟兄姊妹,
friends and sisters,
如果主今天还没有回来的话,
if the Lord has not returned today,
有一个可能主还没有动身。
There's one possibility because he has not started his journey.
为什么主没有动身?
Why has the Lord not started his journey?
因为主回来的时候,
when the Lord returns,
对于世界来讲, 是耶和华的日子, 是密云满不可怕的日子。
To the world, it is the day of Jehovah. It is full of horror and terror.
对于基督徒来讲,
however, to Christians,
那是耶稣基督的日子。
That is the day of the Lord Jesus Christ.
或者是基督的日子。
Or the day of Christ.
那是新郎与新妇相会的日子。
That is the day when the groom meets the bride.
等到有一天我们听见说新郎来了，那一天就是我们等候的日子。
When we hear the groom has arrived, that is the day we're waiting for.
所以弟兄姊妹，
therefore, brothers and sisters,
如果那一天是新郎与新妇相会的日子，
if that is the day when the groom would meet with the bride,
应该是新妇长大成熟的日子。
That should be the day when the bride has become in full stature.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
那个时候新妇装饰整齐。
At that time, the wife, the bride has made herself ready.
然后你就看见那个羔羊的婚宴就开始了。
Then you see that the marriage supper of the Lamb has started.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
如果主回来，
if the Lord returns,
他不是光审判这个世界，当然他要审判这个世界。
Of course, he'll judge the world, but of
course, 所以对于不信的人来讲，这是大而可畏的日子。
So to the people who do not believe, this is a great a day of great terror and horror.
Great and terrible.
It's a day of a great and terrible day.
但是对于我们基督徒来讲，
However, to us Christians,
那是欢天喜地的日子。
That is a day full of joy and gladness.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
这就是为什么我们巴不得主能早一点回来。
That is why we desire the Lord to come back sooner.
因为歌中之歌最后一句话说，良人啊，愿你快来。
Because the last word in the Song of Songs says, Beloved, come.
启示录最后一句话，主耶稣啊，我愿意。
And the last word of the book of Revelation says, Come, Lord
Jesus. 约翰就像苏拉米女一样。
John is just like the Shulamite woman.
曾经躺在主的怀里。
He used to lay in the bosom of the Lord.
他等候新妇装饰整齐的时候。
He is waiting for the bride to make herself ready.
那个日子是新郎与新妇相会的日子。
That is the day when the groom and the bride will meet.
但是问题是。
But the problem is.
新妇准备好。
Is the bride, has the bride made herself ready?
我想我们参加过很多的婚礼，是不是？
We have attended many weddings, haven't we?
我不知道有几个婚礼是准时的。
I don't know which weddings have started on time.
有的时候婚礼延迟了半个小时，甚至一个钟头。
Some weddings have delayed half an hour to an hour.
你知道原因在哪里呢？
Do you know what the reason is?
新妇还没有准装饰整齐。
Because the bride has not made herself ready.
她要补几个妆，因为几个妆破坏，还要补几个妆才可以。
It is to a touch up on her makeup.
这个新郎老早已经在里面了。
The groom is already inside.
他随时都可以动身的。
The bride is ready to make the journey. The groom is ready to make the journey.
但是新妇没有装饰整齐。
But the bride has not made herself ready.
有人告诉你不能动身的。
So therefore, somebody told the groom, you cannot make the journey.
其实新郎很希望到礼堂里面来给大家看他是新郎啊。
The groom is very willing to go into the wedding hall to say he is the groom.
他一个钟头以前就准备好了。
He has been prepared an hour ago.
但是新妇还没有准备好。
However, the bride has not made herself ready.
所以你看见当他知道说新妇没有准备好的时候。
When the groom knows that the bride has not made herself ready,
他可以动身吗？
Can the groom make his journey?
他当然不能动身。
Of course he cannot.
但什么时候你看见他已经在礼堂，在讲台这里了？
But you see the groom is at the pulpit.
那你就知道很快的新妇就要进来了。
Very quickly the bride is coming in.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这个新郎一旦动身的时候，
once the groom has started his journey,
现在你知道说新郎要很快的就来，很快就和新妇见面了。
And the groom is going to come very swiftly and it will see the bride.
没有多久走过地毯的这一端。
Very quickly, the bride will walk to the other end of the carpet.
弟兄姊妹，从新郎动身。
Brothers and sisters, from the time the groom starts his journey.
到新郎跟新娘相会。
Until the groom meets the bride.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
很快 ,I come swiftly.
I will come swiftly.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
现在我们明白了。
Now we understand.
为什么两千年主还没有。
Why, for 2,000 years, the Lord has not returned?
所以根据这一句话，
according to this word,
主三次的告诉我们，
the Lord has told us three times,
我一旦动身，
once I started my journey,
我很快的就要来到，
I will come swiftly.
你做梦也没有想到有多快。
You cannot dream in your wildest dream how fast that is.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们要问是在人类历史里面，
in human history,
有没有一段的日子，
is there a period of time,
这个事情发生那么快。
When things can happen so swiftly,
短短的十年,
in the short 10 years,
短短的二十年,
in the short 20 years,
我要请问大家,
I will ask you,
在整部人类历史里面,
in the entire history of the human race,
有没有可能在那个二十年之内那个变化是那么大的?
Can you see such great changes in 20 years?
从新妇开始进到礼堂,
from the time when the bride is coming to the wedding hall,
到与新郎相会的时候,
until the time the bride meets the groom,
那段时间很短的。
That is a very short period.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
现在我们要问,
Therefore, we have to ask,
我们到底是什么时候？
What time are we in now?
我们的主到底什么时候动身？
When has our Lord started his journey?
当然，和教会装饰整齐很重要。
Of course, the timing is critically tied to whether the church has made herself ready.
虽然如此，
Even so,
圣灵仍旧借着一些的外面的外面所发生的事来提醒我们。
The Holy Spirit still uses outward manifestations to remind us.
给我们看见说，主回来的确是很快。
To show us that indeed our Lord is coming quickly.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
当你读到圣经的预言的时候，
When you read the prophecies in the Bible,
圣经里面一共有1800多个预言。
There are 1,800 prophecies in the Bible.
如果你把它整理一下，大概有737个。Independent event, 有七个独立的事件。
And if you categorize these prophecies, there are 733 independent events.
然后你把它再整理一下，是590个 major event, 有190个重大的事件。
And then if you further categorize them, there are 129 major events.
在这590个重大的事件。
Among this 529 major events.
570个预言都已经。
570 prophecies have been fulfilled.
换一句话，它的应验率是97%。
In other words, the fulfilling of prophecy is rated at
97%. 还有20件是正在应验当中。
There are also 20 prophecies that are being fulfilled.
你如果把这些预言都看过的话，
If you read through those 20 prophecies,
很自然分成两大类。
It can be categorized into two events.
第一类是讲到主第一次。
The first category relates to the first coming of the Lord.
第二次讲到主第二次来。
The second category relates to the second coming of the Lord.
关于主耶稣第一次来。
Regarding the first coming of the Lord.
在旧约里面最少有333个预言。
In the Old Testament, there were at least 333 prophecies.
从主降生以前，有星要出于雅各。
From before his birth, there would be a star coming from Judah.
一直到主死的时候，他的坟墓是葬在财主的坟墓里。
Until he died and he was buried with the rich.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你看见说关于主第一次来的预言是完全应验的。
Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, all the prophecies about his first coming are fully fulfilled.
主再来的应验，通通是 literal fulfilled， 都是按照字面来应验的。
And not only so, these prophecies were fulfilled literally.
所以我们知道说主再来第二次再来的预言一定也是要应验。
So we know that prophecies about his second return will also be fulfilled.
所以感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, we thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
现在你看见说，在这么多的预言里面，
among all these prophecies,
你看见说有一些预言是讲到我们主很快就要回来的。
As some of the prophecies talking about how the Lord will be coming quickly.
这些预言都是先知们在那里说的。
All these prophecies were uttered by the prophets.
但这其中最大的先知乃是我们主。
But the greatest prophet of all is the Lord himself.
因为他是弥赛亚。
Because he is the Messiah.
他是受膏的。
And he is the anointed one.
在旧约只有三种人受膏。
In the Old Testament, there are only three types of people who will be anointed.
君王、祭司跟先知。
Kings, priests, and prophets.
所以他是基督。
He is the Christ.
就给我们看他最大的先知。
So it shows that he is the greatest prophet.
当你读最大的先知所说的预言。
When you read the prophecies by the greatest prophet,
你非常的肯定主的话一定要应验。
You will surely know that all the words of the Lord will be fulfilled.
所以我们来看其中一个。
Let's study the one prophecy.
那就是马太福音第24章。
That is Matthew chapter 24.
马太24章。
Matthew chapter 24.
32节。
Verse 32.
你们可以从无花果树学个比方，当树枝发嫩长叶的时候，你们就知道夏天近。
Now learn the parable from the fig tree. When its branches already become tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near.
这样你们看见这一切的事，也该知道人子近了，正在门口。
Even so, you too, when you see all these things, recognize that he, the Son of Man, is near, right at the doors.
你知道我们的主在这里说了个预言。
You see that our Lord has uttered a prophecy here.
他说我们要从无花果树学个比方。
We need to learn the parable from the fig tree.
那圣经里面都是用无花果树来代表以色列这个国家的。
In the Bible, the fig tree represents the nation of Israel.
其实严格说来。
But if you look at it strictly,
无花果树乃是代表以色列的四方面。
There are four illustrations about the fig tree that represents Israel. So first, the kingdom of Israel. The land of Israel. The land of Canaan. The city of Israel, the city of Jerusalem. And the temple of Israel, which is the holy temple.
所以圣经讲的无花果树是用无花果树来代表以色列这几方面。
So the fig tree represents all these different aspects of Israel.
当主说这个预言的时候,
when the Lord uttered this parable,
他前几天刚刚好从这个伯大尼出来。
He just came from out of Bethany.
他来到一棵无花果树底下。
He came under a fig tree.
他发现无花果树长了很多叶子，但是没有果子。
There is a fig tree and leaf, but there's no fruit.
所以主就咒诅那棵树。
Therefore, the Lord cursed the tree.
结果那棵树就从根就开始枯干。
Therefore, the tree withered from the roots up.
那么那一件事，实在说来，主用他的话，用他的行动，给了我们一个语言。
The Lord, with his actions, illustrated a prophecy. Because the fig tree represents Israel. If Israel withered from the roots up, one day the whole nation of Israel would be abolished. Because it withered from the roots up. For a long time, you cannot see the nation. Because God wants us to focus on the reality, not the outward appearance. You can't just have leaves and no fruit. God wants fruit. And this fruit would blossom inside the fruit. This is the desire that God has for Israel. However deplorably, you read the history of Israel. Israel at that time was just like the fig tree. And as a result, it cannot satisfy the heart of our Lord. Therefore, it withered from the roots up. And that prophecy started to be fulfilled in AD
70.
Until AD
135.
The nation of Israel totally, it disappeared in history. And this nation of Israel totally disappeared from the world. But what does the Lord say now? In another prophecy, what
does
he say? Even though the fig tree has been cursed and it withered from the roots up, however, one day, the branch has already become tender and put forth leaves. What does this mean?
就告诉我们说，有一天以色列要复国的。One
day, the nation of Israel will be restored.
那弟兄姊妹，等到以色列真的在1948年5月14号复国的时候，
when the nation of Israel was restored on May 14th, 1948,
全世界都不相信的。
The entire world could not believe it.
研究政治学的人告诉我们说，
people who study political science said,
一个国家或者一个民族亡国亡了500年以上，不可能再重新看见，不可能。
If a nation or a people have been abolished for more than 500 years, you can't see the people or nation again ever.
你看见当以色列居然经过了1-2000年，结果他居然复国了，在政治史上是根本没法解释这个神迹。
After 2,000 years, the nation of Israel is restored from the point of political science. You cannot explain it.
所以弟兄姊妹，
therefore, brothers and sisters, the word of the Lord is very clear. There was a principal at the Harvard University, president at the Harvard University many, many years ago. He said that according to this parable, one day the nation of Israel would be restored.
所以难怪很多读圣经预言的人，读到这里头，你看见这句话一定要应验。
Therefore, a lot of people who study the Bible says that the word of the Lord will surely be fulfilled.
结果1948年5月14号，果然以色列国复国。
Therefore, precisely on May 14, 1948, the nation of Israel was restored.
经过了半个多世纪,
after a half a century,
现在已经60几年了,
it has 60 more years have passed.
你看见这个国家仍旧生存在这个世界。
This nation is still in existence in the world.
所以弟兄姊妹,
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
你就知道说, 如果以色列复国了,
if you see that if the nation has been, of Israel has been restored, 主说
你就知道夏天近了,
the Lord says, you know summer is near.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为无花果树乃是神在植物界里面给了我们个时钟。
Because among all the plants, God has chosen the fig tree as a clock.
如果这个树叶，如果无花果树都是叶子的话，你就是夏天。
If the fig tree is full of leaves, then you know it is summer.
如果你看见都是秃干，你知道那是一定是冬天。
If you know that it's only branches and no leaves, you know that it's winter.
如果你看见长一点小青果，很青色的果，那个什么，那个就是春天。
If you see these unripe green figs, you know this is springtime.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
主说我一旦动身我很快就来到
The Lord said as long as I started the journey I will come swiftly
我们不知道什么时候动身我们当然不知道他什么时候来到
We don't know when he has started his journey therefore we don't know when he would come swiftly
难道主给我们一点的暗示都没有
However did the Lord give us any hints?
所以主告诉我们说你只要看见无花果树发嫩长叶你知道夏天近了
Therefore, the Lord says, if the fig tree's branches already become tender and put forth the sleeve, you know that summer is here. The Lord did not say, the summer is here.
主说夏天近了。
The Lord said, the summer is near.
然后下面主怎么说呢?
And then, going on, what did the Lord say?
他说人子已经正站在门口了。
He said that the Son of God is near, right at the...
Son of Man.
Son of Man is near, right at the doors.
那么不要忘记,这个门在原文是多数的。
And remember that this word... Door is in the original language is in plural.
今天在西方的房子，你只要一开，你知道，一开门就到客厅了。
In homes in the Western world, you open the front door and you're in the living room.
我记得我做研究生的时候，只有一个房间，洗手间啊、不是这个厨房，客厅、卧房都在一起。
I remember when I was a grad student, I only have a one-room studio, so the living room, the bedroom, everything was in there.
我最怕的有人敲门。
I was so fearful that people would knock on the door.
他敲门的时候，我找不到我的拖鞋。
When they knocked on the door, I couldn't find my slippers.
我觉得没有找到我拖鞋，就好像什么都没有穿一样。
And when I don't have my slippers, I feel naked.
所以弟兄姊妹，你想想看。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, think about it.
这是西方的房子。
These are houses in the Western culture.
东方的房子四合院的。
The Eastern culture homes have courtyards.
进了大门以后有外院。
If you enter into the front door, there's an outer court.
再进一个门到内院。
And you enter into another door, there's an inner court.
然后再进去才是厢房。
And then you go into another room, and that is the main hall.
然后再敲你的门，注意到那个门。
And then it knocks on your door.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
你怎么知道主大概动身还是没有动身？
Do you know whether the Lord has indeed started his journey or not?
主如果跟我们玩捉迷藏，他躲得好的话，你一点都看不见。
If the Lord wants to play hide and seek with you and he can hide so well, he can never see.
妈妈跟小孩子玩捉迷藏，捉迷藏。
If the mom plays hide and seek with a child.
如果妈妈躲得好好的，孩子一点都看不见，找也找不到他。
If the mom hides very well, there's no way the child would see.
但有的时候妈妈故意让孩子看见她的裙子。
But sometimes the mom deliberately shows the corner of her skirt.
为什么？等到孩子找到妈妈那种喜悦是何等的喜悦。
Because then the child would have this joy when he can see his mom.
所以妈妈如果不让孩子知道，她什么都不知道。
If the mom wouldn't let the child know, the child would know nothing.
现在弟兄姊妹，主告诉我们说，如果无花果树发嫩长叶，人子已站在门口了。
Therefore, now the Lord says, if the fig tree's branch has already become tender and put forth the sleeve, you know that the Son of Man is at the door. Do you know what this means?
这句话不是主在那里暗示吗？
Isn't this a hint from the Lord?
明白吗？如果你真的等候主回来的话。
So, do you understand if you're truly waiting for the return of the Lord?
就说我已经，如果无花果树发嫩长叶，他已经站在门口了。
If the fig tree's branch has already become tender and put forth the leaves, he's at the door.
我不知道大门还是二门还是三门，我不知道。
We don't know whether it's the first door, second door, or third door.
有一件事你知道。
However, one thing you do know.
如果客人一到了我的家大门、二门，或者进到院子里面了。
If the guest has already arrived in the front door or in the courtyard or the second door.
这个人多半已经离开他家了，是不是？
The guest has already left his house.
这个人应该动身了，是不是？
This person has started his journey.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
动身,
we don't know if the person started his
journey.
But the Lord says, I'm already at the courtyard.
如果主说我一旦动身,
and the Lord says, once I started my journey, I will come swiftly.
现在他已经到了门口,
He is at the doors, which you just don't know which door.
很快就到你的客厅了,
Very quickly, he'll show up in your living room.
所以弟兄姊妹,
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
现在你看你明白吗?
Now do you see?
我们知道说历史历代, 2000年来,
throughout all ages and generations in 2,000 years.
教会一代一代等候主回来,
multitudes of saints wait for the Lord's return
generation after generation. 心腹一直没有装饰整齐,
the bride, the church, has not made herself ready. It is as if our Lord has not started his journey.
那么是不是就永远这样下去呢? 不是的。
Does it mean that it will continue forever? No.
你如果知道主在教会历史里面所做的工作的话,
if you know what the Lord has done in the history throughout generations, at some time, the Lord says, it's about time.
弟兄,慢慢慢慢你看见有更多人看明白神的旨意。
On this planet, there will be more and more people who know the will of God.
所以到了1948年,
So at, in 1948,
表面上是世界的政治版图在那里移动的,
superficially, it is just like political science where the maps have changed.
你看见说现在好像是在这么多国里面又多了个以色列国,
you see that it's as if among all the nations there's another nation of Israel.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
主给我们看见以色列就像那个时钟一样,
the Lord shows us that, that Israel is like a clock.
1948年以色列果然
1948, the nation of Israel was indeed restored.
现在我们的问题是,
now our question is,
从1948年以后,
after 1948,
如果主已经到了门口,
if the Lord is already at the doors,
我不知道哪一个门口,
I don't know which door,
是不是好像我们的主已经动身了?
Does it mean that our Lord has already started his journey?
两个很明显，如果主动身很快就来了, I will come swiftly.
And it's very clear, once he has started his journey, he will come quickly. From the main entrance to the second door to the third door to you, it's very quickly, swiftly.
Message is very clear. 现在的信息很清楚。
So the message is very clear.
你怎么样都不会读错的。
You cannot read wrong.
意思就是说, 我们的主什么时候都能回来。
Which means that at any time our Lord can return.
现在很清楚。
Now it is very, very clear.
所以感谢主。
Therefore, we thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
主说我必快来。
The Lord says, I will come quickly.
弟兄姊妹，自从1948年以后,
brothers and sisters, since 1948,
你看见这个世界跟过去不一样。
This world is different from the world before.
你把这近乎60年的历史,
you look at the almost 60 years of history,
和过去2000年的历史来对比的话,
and you can contrast that with the history of the past 2,000 years,
你能感觉得到,
you can sense
在这一段时间里面, 很多的步伐的速度是越来越快,
in this past 60 years the speed has picked up,
好像那个四匹马, 白马也好, 红马, 往前跑, 越跑越快, 越跑越广, 越跑越快,
it's like four horses, white or red, running faster and faster.
所以弟兄姊妹,
therefore brothers and sisters,
今天我们所处的时代,
today in the world that we're in,
很明显给我们看见, 我们快到时间的尽头,
it is very clear that we are at the end of times.
丁海弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
什么时候那个末日就来到?
At what time would the end times come?
主是告诉我们, 人子近了,
the Lord says, the Son of Man is near, right at the doors.
这已经够了,
this is sufficient.
他知道我们的难处在哪里,
he knows what our difficulty lies.
如果主在门口, 我们要问说, 什么时候到我的客厅?
Because if the Lord is at the doors, then we say, when is he showing up at my living room?
所以呢, 结果有人就说, 我要等主, 我要知道主什么时候到客厅。
Therefore, some people will say, I need to know exactly when the Lord is coming
into
my living room.
所以下面说, 下面说这个, 下面怎么说呢? 他说, 我实在告诉你们, 这世代还没有过去, 这些事都要成就。
So later on he says, truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place.
那么根据有一般读圣经的人说, 一个世代是40年。
Some Bible scholar says that one generation equates 40 years.
那么有他的道理的, 我们不去说他。
There's reasoning behind it, but we won't articulate them.
意思是说, 经过40年, 那么主应该到客厅来了。
So what they said is, after 40 years, the Lord will be at the living room.
所以1948加上40年就是1988年。
So if you add 40 to 1948, it is 1988.
所以那个时候在 NASA, 美国太空总署有一个火箭的工程师就写了一本书。
Therefore, there's a rocket scientist at NASA. He wrote a book.
他是八十八个理由为什么教会在一九八八年要被提。
And the book is entitled 88 Reasons Why the Church Will Be Raptured in 1988.
在1988年这一本书是畅销书。
It was on the best-selling book list in 1988.
一共卖了450万本。
It sold 4.5 million.
而且送给全美国所有的这个讲传道的人30万本。
And also, 300,000 copies were sent to all the preachers and pastors in America.
1988年过去了。
But 1988 has passed.
还没有。
The Lord has not returned.
你读这一段圣经，你不要光读上文，还读下文。
You can't just read the words preceding the sentence. You have to read the
主说
read the
那日子
the words that's after.
那日子那时辰，没有人知道。
But of that day and hour, no one knows.
连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道。
But not even the angels of heaven, not nor the Son.
唯独父知道。
Only but the Father alone.
但这个太空。火箭专家说我知道
But this rocket scientist at NASA says I know
他说1988年
And he said it's 1988
然后另外一个人叫 Harold Camping 就骑在这个肩膀上他说我也知道
And then another person Harold Camper he was riding on this wave And he said I also know
2011年5月12号下午6点
It's May 20th 2011 in the afternoon
所以弟兄姊妹
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
主说那日子那时辰没有人知道。
The Lord said, but of that day and hour, no one knows.
为什么没有人知道呢
？Why is it that no one knows?
所以主就讲道理给我们听。
Therefore, the Lord explained it to us.
我们知道，我们就不会惊醒了。
If we know, we wouldn't be surprised.
所以我们不知道，我们就会惊醒。
Because if we don't know, we will be on the alert.
然后主就讲了一句话。
And then the Lord said,
你们要预备。
Be prepared.
因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来。
For you do not know which day your Lord is coming.
那个火箭专家想不到的时候，主就来了。
And on the day that this rocket scientist could not imagine, the Lord shows up.
连那个 camping 想不到日子，主就来了。
And on a day that the camping cannot imagine, the Lord is here.
所以弟兄姊妹
Therefore, brothers and sisters, do not forget.
虽然这些人他们失败了。
All, even though these people failed.
他们相信圣经。
They believed in the Bible.
他们相信圣经每一句都是神的话。
They believed that every single word in the Bible is the word of God.
他们着迷了。
But they have been intrigued.
他们落在可怕的错误里面。
They have fallen into horrible mistakes.
因为主说那日子那时辰没有人知道。
Because the Lord says, but of that day and hour, no one knows.
所以主说人子进了，正在门口。主没有说人子到了，主说正在门口。
Therefore, the Lord says, the Son of Man is near, right at the door. The Lord did not say the Son of Man is at the door.
我想主的话够清楚。
I think the word of the Lord is very clear indeed.
今天我们进在2011年。
Today we're in the year 2011.
你看，你自从1948年以后
，You see that since 1948,
我们知道说真的，你可以有一个你看见世界上所发生的事。
You can see all these world events.
很清楚地提醒我们。
They all clearly remind us.
看哪、啊，我必快来。
That behold, I'm coming quickly.
所以，但愿我们能够像约翰说：“主耶稣啊，我愿意来。”
Therefore, we desire we can be like John to say, "Come, Lord Jesus, come."
我们低头一个简单的祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a simple prayer.
主啊，我们把这些话交在你的手里。
Lord, we give these words into your hands.
我们特别为在座的年轻人。
We particularly pray for the young people in our midst.
让他们能听见这些话。
That they can hear these words.
做一个警醒等候你回来的人。
So that they can be on the alert and wait for your return.
我们感谢你给我们这样的恩典。
We thank you for this grace that you've given us.
叫我们能听见这些话。
So that we can hear these words.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In the adorable name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.